The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by NJC Investments, who is solely responsible for its content.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Portions transcribed.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker. My name is Nick Colarossi. I am a certified retirement counselor at NJC Investments, and I'm thrilled that you've chosen once again to join us as we open up this week's doors to the College of Financial Knowledge. Our program originates this morning from the luxurious corner office studio right here at the beautiful Bold Gold Radio Complex, located high atop the once again flowing green fields of the West Mountain of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City. Our goal on today's program, as it is on every program each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here on The Talker, is to help you to become a better long-term investor. And we have a lot of great information to pass along today. Of course, we'll catch you up on where we stand in the investment markets year to date. We'll pick up where we left off last week with some interesting ideas in the energy area, out of favor so far this year. Maybe some bargains there to hunt down. We'll also look at some stock picks, not only from the human Mark Mahaney of Evercore, but also very interesting today, we are going to look at some artificial intelligent stock picks. Not artificial intelligent stocks, but actual stock picks made by artificial intelligence for 2023. We'll take a review of that. We'll talk about some ETFs that might be suitable if we're heading into a recession. We'll also try to fit in some dividend aristocrat stocks. Those are stocks that have raised their dividends consistently for at least 25 years. There's an analyst that thinks there are some you should be buying right now. We'll review that as well. So please, please, please stay with us the entire hour. I promise to make it well worth your while, and you will be all the wiser for it. Before we move on in the program, let me introduce our producer extraordinaire across the massive soundboard here in the studio, pushing all the buttons over there. He's got all the knowledge. He's got the weather. He brings the coffee. He sweeps up on the way out the door.
Look at that.
Mr. DC Taylor. Good morning, DC.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing just great. It's a Saturday morning. Looks okay out there.
Right? It's always a beautiful Saturday morning. It's always beautiful every Saturday morning, but a little stormy this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will be dodging them all weekend. You know, we'll go a few hours without any rain, and then all of a sudden there'll be a deluge. So be aware of that.
I'm back to green grass, though. That's pretty good.
And I like that.
The bad part is by Monday, when all the rain stops, it'll be grass cutting time.
Yes, it'll be knee high.
It's all right. The first week in the summer, right?
That's right. Here we are.
Well, welcome to summer, everyone. Thanks again for joining us here on the program. If you ever have any questions on anything that we cover, we do move quite quickly. We don't get into the deep details. If you have a question or you need more information on something that we touch on, never hesitate to give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. We're happy to talk to you and help you in any way that we can. If you think of something during the program, you can call us over the weekend. Just leave a message and we will get back to you first thing Monday morning. DC, I think we'll pick up where we were leaving off last week with the energy sector. Mm-hmm. An article there from investorplace.com by Vandita Jejeda. And the energy sector, very interesting. The only sector in the down year of 2022 that was positive, it is the worst performing sector so far in 2023.
Oh, all right.
So there may be some bargains here. And this article was actually in the sustainable energy stocks. It said three sustainable energy stocks for sustainable profits. Her opinion, not ours. And I will point out where we own these companies. The companies that we gave you last week, the three on here, were NextEra Energy, NEE. And there's First Solar, FSLR is the symbol there. And then there's Enphase Energy, which is ENPH. Now, we have owned First Solar in the past for certain clients at NJC Investments, for full disclosure. I do not believe we currently own it. I will be doing my homework there, as I urge you to do as well. But we do currently own some NextEra Energy, and we own some Enphase, and we have for a while, for a long time, not because of this article. Remember, you never run out and buy something just because you heard it on the radio or even on TV or any of these. You have to do your homework. You have to see if an investment is proper for your investment portfolio. But Jaheda says that NextEra Energy is a nice dividend-paying company. A solid foundation is steadily expanding in their renewable energy business. A lot of government dollars, DC, whether you like it or not, your government dollars
that's right.
being diverted or redirected over to a lot of these sustainable companies. So there may be something here. On First Solar, she says the acquisition of Evolar can transform the future of First Solar, her opinion. A recent acquisition by First Solar, again, FSLR. And then Enphase, solar power here, and the company is also set to benefit from the electric vehicle industry. And another industry, DC, that a lot of dollars are being, you know, diverted to, tax dollars. You're getting tax credits to subsidize the purchase of electric vehicles.
Right.
So what that means is whether you like electric vehicles or not, they're taking your money and giving it to Joe down the road because he wants an electric car.
Whether I want to buy one or not, I kind of am buying one if they're directing my taxpayer dollars to someone buying a car.
I've always said you're a very benevolent man. But that's what's going on. So those are three sustainable energy stocks for sustainable profits. But I also came across three more, DC, also from investorplace.com. Different author here, and this was last week. This is by Muslim Farouk. We've covered his work before, and he also gives us First Solar, FSLR. And again, if you want the deep details on this article, these are on the free side of investorplace.com. You can find them online and get into the details. And if you need all the information on these, ring us up at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. We'll send that out free of charge or obligation for our listeners. After First Solar, we have Plug Power on this list, PLUG. Now, the title of this article, DC, has hydrogen in it as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a debate going on. Is it going to be all electric, or is there's a lot of hydrogen vehicles out there being made too?
Right.
Nobody talking about that. And, well, I shouldn't say they're not talking about it as much. Do you hear much on hydrogen?
I hardly hear anything about the hydrogen vehicles. And meanwhile, it might be a viable alternative.
That's right. Yeah. Water fumes.
Yeah.
Instead of draining all the electricity on the planet. Just an idea.
Yeah.
But the title of this article, Three Energy Stocks to Buy as Hydrogen and EV Markets Heat Up. Mm-hmm. So back to Plug Power. That is in the hydrogen area. The symbol on Plug Power, very easy to remember. PLUG, they say, making major waves in rapidly evolving world of green hydrogen by establishing a wide-ranging green hydrogen ecosystem and cars, trucks, different recreational vehicles using the hydrogen from Plug Power, PLUG. They're big in the forklifts as well.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. And the third and final on this list, DC again, three clean energy stocks to buy as hydrogen and EV markets heat up, according to Muslim Farouk, is one I hadn't heard of. And I will do some work here. It's Brookfield Renewable.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Mm-hmm. The symbol on Brookfield Renewable is BEPC, and they say this is one of the top diversified clean energy stocks to buy right now. The company's portfolio spans a variety of low-carbon energy products, including hydroelectric, wind, solar, and energy storage. With more than 8,000 power-generating facilities, it has $77 billion in power assets under management. That's a lot.
Okay.
Wow. For a company neither of us had heard of. So maybe we should do some work here. Again, that is Brookfield Renewable, BEPC. If you want to do your homework at home, the analysts are expecting revenues to grow over 25% for Brookfield this year. And earnings are forecast to surge 172%. And it also has a 4.1% current dividend yield at the time of the writing of this article. Again, BEPC. Very interesting.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again for tuning in this morning on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments. That guy over there is Mr. DC Taylor of Bold Gold Radio fame. And we're both thankful that you allow us to be the soundtrack for your early Saturday mornings. Well, DC, before we get to the top stock picks of Evercore's Mark Mahaney, he's on the tech side, does a lot of technology stocks. Mm-hmm. He's given us his three tech stocks again. I'll update those for you this week. Some good ideas here to at least do some research into. And also, those, it's really interesting. Coming up, we have three stock picks from AI. And I said earlier, not AI companies.
Right.
These stock picks were from Bard, and Bard is the chat box from, who's that, for Google?
Google, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, Bard AI. So here's how they did it. Somebody typed in this. Hi, Bard. I'm writing an article for Investor Place about high-return stocks that can deliver triple-digit returns in 2023. Can you name three stocks that can deliver those returns from their current price range? And I have those three stocks. Will it be worthwhile? Will it not? I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going to share them with you.
All right.
But before we do that, DC, let's just take a quick recap of what went on our major Wall Street averages last week.
Yeah.
They were all down for the week, and that's interesting because that's the first down week in the last six for the S&P 500.
First week, huh?
First down week in six.
Yeah.
So we've been a little spoiled.
Okay.
And naturally, I get a lot of calls from, hey, what's going on in the market? Remember, people, markets go up and markets go down. We have had a very successful year, especially on the tech side, which all of the experts said, don't invest over there because interest rates are too high.
Right.
Right. You'll never make it. You want to stay away from that. You want to be in the dividend paying stocks, right, yeah, which are flat for the year. And the tech side, the NASDAQ up almost 30%.
Right.
For the year. Are there experts on Wall Street, DC? Really, really?
If anybody calling themselves an expert, they're not very good. Most of them aren't very good at experting.
I think your common sense will carry you a lot further than a lot of these experts.
Yes.
That's my opinion. Yes. All right. Well, back to the market. Why I think we had a down week, and I don't think this is the end of the uptrend. I'm hopeful anyway. We'll see how things play out. Right. I do think we have a good potential to finish higher at the end of the year than we are right now. Remember, we're heading into an election year in 2024, and somehow those politicians like to shine everything up both sides of the aisle, right, as we go into an election year. Right? But what happened last week, I'm going to pin on your favorite guy, the man of the hour, the Federal Reserve Chair, Mr. Jay Powell, and his friends.
Okay.
They started on Monday. They had their meeting last week. Remember, they didn't raise rates. Right. Things were okay. That's good. They said they're taking a pause. Well, on Monday, the Fed governors started coming out with their speeches. And, oh, no, we're not done. We're just pausing. We want to make sure you know that. Right? So the Fed, when they did their meeting last week, said there will probably be two more rate hikes sometime in 2023.
Okay.
Okay. If we get two more 25 basis point hikes, I don't think it matters much. I'm not in favor of them. I think they've gone too far, and I don't think they've waited for the hikes that they've already created over the last year to come through the system. So we have inflation coming down. It's just not coming down as fast as they like. But then on Thursday, Jay Powell himself really out there pounding the table. We have so much more work to do. And it spooked the markets. Coupled with global Fed chairs, different countries, European countries and others, raised rates midweek.
Okay.
And some more than expected. And don't think these guys don't talk to each other. This is coordinated.
Right.
So I think it's interesting because not only are they saying, oh, you're going to get two more rate hikes, they're also planning in 2024 for rate cuts. Right? They've already figured in two or three are already priced in for 2024. Mm. How do they do that? You see, they don't have all the information they need right now. Don't pay any attention to the Fed at this point.
Right.
All right. They're just blah, blah, blah at this point. Move on. Stay diversified. Look for bargains in the market. There are plenty of them still. Now, technology may have gotten a little bit ahead of itself. We'll see how that plays out in the next few weeks. But there are still a lot of companies negative for the year. A lot of good dividend paying companies. We'll talk about a few in just mere moments. My advice to you is certainly have some safety and some cash in the account, whether that be CDs and money markets. Certainly have some growth objects in the account if suitable. It's not as suitable for depending on your circumstances, but for most investors, you want to have a balance in growth, a balance in value, I think, at this time, maybe some bonds, and also some cash ready to deploy if there is a dip in the market. A lot of people still forecasting that recession. We'll see. But remember, a recession is not necessarily the end of the world for the markets. In a year that a recession is declared, the markets are up. The S&P is up at least half of the time.
Okay.
So it's all right. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
Well, DC, we'll take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to give you the top picks of Evercore analyst Mark Mahaney right now on the tech side. And we're going to give you those artificial intelligence picks picked by Bard AI
okay.
for 2023. What'd they say? Triple digit returns?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Right. This will be interesting for us to track, DC Taylor, to see how well the Bard does.
Yes.
All right. So we'll have that all when we come back from break. A little bit later in the program, also, we'll be talking about some ETFs that you can invest in if you think we're heading into that recession. We'll also talk about some dividend aristocrat stocks. So don't go anywhere. But right now, let's thank our friends at Seidel's Restaurant in North Scranton for sponsoring this portion of our program. Seidel's is a great Italian-American bistro, great nightly specials, very comfortable atmosphere. You know, it's just a hidden gem right in your own backyard, DC.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
If you haven't made your reservations to Seidel's yet, pick up your phone right now, get those reservations. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Your financial future, back after this message. Please stay with us.
If you're searching for a special dining experience, Seidel's Restaurant is your home for great taste. Seidel's Restaurant is one of Scranton's elite fine dining establishments, specializing in Italian-American contemporary cuisines. At Seidel's, generous size entrees are prepared with only the highest quality ingredients. So whether you're having a meal for business or pleasure, it's sure to leave a lasting impression. Seidel's Restaurant has mouth-watering Italian-American contemporary cooking with a delightful ambiance. At Seidel's, you are certain to find unique specials for what you're craving. If you can't find an entree off their elaborate menu, just ask the chef. He can create an off-the-menu meal for you. At Seidel's, the owner is also the chef. Seidel's is located on the corner of Main Avenue and Tripp Street in North Scranton. They are now accepting holiday party reservations and on- and off-site holiday catering. 343-6544. That's 343-6544. Make it special. Make it Seidel's.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on the Your Financial Future program. I'm Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments, helped ably along by Mr. DC Taylor of Bold Gold Radio fame on this beautiful first weekend of summer, even though it might rain a little bit. It's still okay, right?
Yeah. And my favorite is the thunderstorms that are possible. That's, I like those.
That's good. It's all right. It's all good. It's the first weekend of the summer. I hope it's a long, warm summer, DC.
Yes.
And I hope you're enjoying our program this morning. Hope you are enjoying your weekend.
Yeah.
Get out and Have some fun with your family and friends if you can, right?
Get out there.
After the program.
Right.
But remember, you can always take us with you if you're traveling. DC will tell you how to do that.
Radio Bold. Yes, right on your mobile devices, RadioBold. Just download that app to your phone, and you can stream the 94.3 FM, the talker, live, right, what happens to be going on the air, you can hear it live right on the stream there, no matter where you happen to be.
Absolutely. It's free. We love that. And also, if you miss the program completely, you find yourself on Sunday afternoon saying, darn, I forgot to tune in. Right. You can always go back to our podcast platforms. We're on all the major podcast platforms or our website, njcinvestments.com. All of our programs, all of our previous programs are there, DC, for your listening enjoyment. They take mere moments in this age of technology to download, and you can hear any portion you like or the entire program.
How convenient.
All right. Well, I want to thank this guy across the board from me for doing his mad dash down the hall and bringing us back a piping hot cup of coffee, which I enjoy this Saturday morning. Uh-huh. Which brand do we have today?
Oh, that title that you can sing. Ain't no cure for the summertime brew. Nor would you want one.
I don't want it. The summertime brew. All right. Well, thank you, DC.
Sure.
We urge everyone, hey, why don't you grab a cup of whatever it is that gets your early Saturday morning started? Sit back and enjoy the rest of our program. DC, let's move on to those stock picks, shall we?
Okay.
Let's start with the human picking the stocks, and that is Mark Mahaney of Evercore. And he's on Stuart Varney every week, and I caught him on Friday, so I thought I'd just update his stock picks. He's on the tech side, so he's a little bit more aggressive, and he tells us his favorite three. But I will start off by saying his favorite play in the area that everybody's talking about, artificial intelligence stocks, his favorite play there is a little outside the box. It's Amazon.
Okay.
Because of Amazon Web Services, and the symbol on the Amazon, of course, AMZN. He's also talking about, DC, that artificial intelligence now helping to get 40% of Prime customers same-day delivery. Have you had same-day delivery from Amazon?
Same day. I don't think I've had that quite yet.
Well, this is northeastern Pennsylvania. Everything takes a while to get here, you know.
Of course,
that's why it's good to live here. In case the end of the world comes, DC, we'll know we still have 20 years to go before it gets here.
The end of the world plus 20 years.
But 40%. I couldn't believe that, of Prime customers now getting same-day delivery.
Very good.
And that's with the help of artificial intelligence. So Amazon, AMZN, is Mahaney's third favorite pick right now. His number two pick is Uber.
Okay.
Now, nobody wanted Uber stock for the last couple of years with the pandemic and everything, and they really took it on the chin. But Uber, U-B-E-R, is up 76% year to date. And I think a lot of that, DC, we said it before, a lot of it going on with the food delivery business, but also ride sharing picking back up in popularity.
Yeah.
And his number one pick remains Meta, the old Facebook, M-E-T-A. He has a $350 price target on Meta. Meta trading about $285, $286 on Friday. Again, $350 price target on Meta. He has a $150 price target on Amazon. He didn't give us a price target on his Uber.
No.
But those are his favorite three, Meta, Uber, and Amazon in that order. Mark Mahaney of Evercore. You can check him out online. All his he gives updates just about every week.
Okay.
And let's move on, DC, to the picks by artificial intelligence, by Google's Bard. Again, the author of this article, three stocks that AI predicts will deliver triple-digit returns in 2023. How can you ever go wrong?
How can you ever go wrong?
I'm just tongue-in-cheek that. I'm just saying, be careful here. Triple-digit returns don't come around all the time, although we've seen some of the tech companies move that so far this year.
Right.
Take this for what it's worth. This is artificial intelligence picks. This author named Omar Eshan put into Bard, "Hey, Bard, I'm writing an article for Investor Place about high return stocks that can deliver triple digit returns in 2023. Can you name three stocks that can deliver those returns from their current prices?" I will say right up front, this is their picks, not ours. We do not currently own any of these. In fact, I hadn't heard of the two of the three.
Right.
So you tell me, DC. Let's start with pick number one. Now, this one's a dollar. We call a penny stock, so we can't promote those in any way. So again, this is, you look this up online at investorplace.com. But the first one is BARK, Bark, which is the parent company of BarkBox. Okay. Have you heard of BarkBox?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay, you're one up on me.
I'm vaguely familiar with it, yes.
A pet-focused technology company that provides a variety of services, including pet insurance, pet sitting, and dog walking.
Okay.
All different. Right. All right. They say this could be a big industry going forward. The stock is down more than 92% from its peak back in December of 2020. And they say the stock is up 32%+ in the past month, but they think there's more to go. The average Wall Street analyst price target, the 1 year out, they have an upside of 116%. So now I see how artificial intelligence is finding it. They look up the analysts and say, "Okay, this is, there you go."
Right.
They're just gathering the information for you.
Yeah.
Okay. The next on here, well, let me give you the price on that. That's trading at $1.45, $2.74, the 52-week high. A dollar is the 52-week low on BARK. Forward PE is -8, meaning they have revenues, but they do not have current earnings. They're still losing money. So be very cautious moving forward with things like that. Do your homework to see. Again, these are all aggressive. Anytime you're reaching for a triple-digit return, I don't have to say that, DC, right. Do I?
Of course.
They're very aggressive. Yeah. Okay, next up is SEA is the company name. S-E is the symbol. Have you heard of this?
I don't think so.
I have not as well. This is C Limited. It's a Southeast Asian e-commerce company that operates the Shopee online marketplace. Shopee, S-H-O-P-E-E.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And the Garena online gaming platform, again, in Southeast Asia, well-positioned to benefit from the continued growth of e-commerce, according to the article. And the stock is down 82.6% from its peak and presents an upside of 61.5%, according to the average Wall Street analyst price target. And this company, again, the symbol SE, is trading at $58 on Friday, $93.70, the 52-week high, $40.67, the 52-week low, again at around $58 on Friday with a forward PE of 32, which is a little bit above the market.
Okay.
All right. And let's move on to the last pick by Bard over at Google, the artificial intelligence stock picker. This will be interesting. I'm going to hold this article. We're going to come back to this in 6 months.
Yeah, flag the tape.
Flag the tape, DC Taylor. Right. See how Bard does.
All right.
Bard might put me out of business, DC. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't think so.
No.
All right. The next is Lovesac, L-O-V-E is the symbol. I've heard of this company. I see the ads.
Yeah.
Right? The modular couches and everything.
Yeah, I've seen at least one of their stores driving up through the Philly suburbs. And I actually think we had the CEO of the company on one of our other shows that we used to produce here on The Talker. I think it was with Marty Wolf.
Oh,
I think
he talked to
them at Lovesac. Yes.
Yeah, L-O-V-E is the symbol, trading at about $26. $39.81 is the 52-week high. $15, the 52-week low. The forward PE is $17.60. So this actually looks like a normal stock to me compared to the other two. But this is the furniture company that sells the modular sofas, chairs, and other home furnishing. They say the Wall Street analysts' average price targets believes that LOVE stock can deliver a 122% gain in 1 year if those price targets are reached.
Okay.
All right. So that's coming up with BARD, coming up with LOVE. Little love from the Bard. How's that?
All right.
So we got Lovesac, LOVE. We have the second was C Corporation. C Limited, symbol SE. And BARK is Bark. the pet company, DC, the dog walking services company. That's artificial intelligence stock picks. And we will hold that article and come back to it down the road.
Very good.
With that, DC, we've come to my favorite part of the program where we like to catch you up on where we stand in our markets year to date. But before we do that, you know that I always like to give you that hot tip on some of the best investments that you can ever make. That is investing in your family, investing in yourself, and investing in your own community. A couple community events here, DC.
Yeah.
One is for 21 and over, and one is for everyone. We'll start with the for everyone.
Okay.
It's going on today at the Dietrich Theater. You're a hiker, right? You like going taking long hikes through the woods and with all the animals and strange beasts out there. And
the more wilderness, the better.
All right.
In my opinion.
How about this? Hiking 101 being presented today. All the tips you need to become a better hiker is free today at 11 a.m. The Dietrich Theater. They do such great work in Tunkhannock right there on Main Street in Tunkhannock.
Oh, yeah.
East Tioga, it's called, but the main street that goes through Tunkhannock. Sure. You know what I meant.
Of course.
it's today at 11 a.m. Hiking 101, a free seminar there.
Right.
And also today and tomorrow, the 32nd annual Great Tastes of Pennsylvania Wine and Food Festival.
All right.
Now, I've been to these, DC, but it was a long way. I mean, I was to the first couple in the first decade
back
of this.
In the day.
Right? And I always enjoyed it. At the beginning, I will tell you, it's all Pennsylvania wineries. Uh-huh. And at the beginning, they weren't too good.
Okay.
As the years went by, they got better and better. There are some really good wineries in the state of Pennsylvania. If you're into wine, if you're a foodie, this is a great place to be. It's at Split Rock Mountain at Lake Harmony. And you can check it out online, splitrockresort.com. It's today and tomorrow, and the times are pretty much all day, I think, DC. It doesn't list it in the article, but you can check that out online. There's, of course, wine and food tasting. There'll be all kinds of vendors there. There'll be crafts. It's a nice event.
Good.
At Split Rock.
Very nice.
All right, DC, what do you have for us today?
I got a couple of things here. First, coming up this Tuesday, the Old Knights, Old Forge Knights of Columbus Council 5940, that is at Prince of Peace Parish. They're having a blood drive at the Eagle McClure Hose Company on Milwaukee Avenue, and that's this coming Tuesday, 1:30 till 6 p.m. You can just walk in if you like, or if no appointment needed, but if you want to make an appointment, go to redcrossblood.org and put in the sponsor code Old Forge. And by the way, this month, the Red Cross is giving donors a $10 gift card from your choice of a wide variety of stores. So please make that appointment. Redcrossblood.org, sponsor code Old Forge for that blood drive this Tuesday. Also, concerts. We got some free music coming up in Allen Park, the Allen Park Summer Concert Series on North Main Avenue in Scranton, going on every other Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. Free music and games. Bring your own blankets or chairs and hang out and enjoy some great music. Next one coming up July 7th, Friday, July 7th, the West 3rd Street Band. July 21st, Robbie Walsh and Jack Foley are playing live. And then August 4th, it's Channel 65. And August 18th, Grupo Zona. And that's the Allen Park Summer Concert Series on North Main Avenue in Scranton.
North Main Avenue in Scranton, Allen Park. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, and I'm from North Main Avenue in Scranton, basically. I'll have to find that park.
Yes, they want you to know more about that park.
Check them out online.
Will do.
All right. Well, thank you, DC. Time to get back to the markets. Here's where we stand. As of June 24th, the first weekend of summer 2023, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up about 2% even on the year. The S&P 500 up about 13.5% off the highs from last week, DC.
Right.
And the NASDAQ up about 29.5%. It was up about 31% at this time last week, DC. So a little bit of a tail off in the market. First down week in 6 weeks for the S&P 500. I don't think it's anything to really get too concerned about, but we'll see how we go moving forward. There's a lot of economic data coming up. The PCE number, which is what the Fed looks at to gauge inflation, comes out, I believe, next Friday. So that will be something to keep an eye on. If the data continues to show inflation coming down, I think the Fed can stay on the sidelines. I think they're jawboning right now. However, if inflation starts to tick back up, maybe we do get those two more quarter point hikes before they start cutting. Okay. How do you do a dance like that, DC? How do you say we're going to hike two more times sometime before the end of the year, and you'll probably see three cuts in 2024? I don't. Why?
How about okay? Let's see. If you're going to do two hikes this year and three cuts next year, how about just don't do any more hikes this year, and maybe do one. Maybe do one cut next year.
I'm nominating you for Fed chair next time the seat is available.
I just pulled out my calculator and did some math. That's all I did.
You pulled out some common sense, and they don't believe about that in Washington, D.C.
All right,
D.C. Let's just finish up with the indicators for inflation. Actually, price of oil came down a little bit last week, down about $69 per barrel right now. And the 10-year treasury has ticked up over the last 2 weeks, but not too bad. We're at 3.7% right now on the 10-year. Okay. Every time that ticks up, we start to get a little wavering in the market, especially in the tech sector. Saw a little bit of that at the tail end of last week. We'll see how that plays into next week. I think we'll finish up today with just some ideas on the safe assets in your portfolio. We get questions every week from clients and from people, prospects that just call in. Mm-hmm. Do you have CDs? Do you have treasury bonds? What is your money market rate? Those things, right? That's the safe area of the market. Yes, we have all of those. Mm-hmm. Our money market rates now are over 4%. Now, they're variable. As rates go up and down daily in the market, the money markets will change. So be aware of that. But they're in the 4%+ range right now. CDs, the rates over the last 2 weeks have gone back up as rates have crept up a bit in the market, where last week I did see some 5.35 to 5.4% CD rates between 3 months and 1 year. Mm-hmm. And if you go out further, DC, they don't really go higher. So that seems to be the sweet spot about the 1 year mark. But even I saw some 5.35s in the shorter term. Now, if you do a 6 month CD, remember, if you get a rate for 5.3, and you have a 6 month CD, you don't get 5.3% because you're only in there for 6 months.
Okay.
You get half of that.
Okay.
The 5.3 is an annual yield. But the CDs that we have at NJC Investments are through Fidelity Investments. They search the country for the best rates of FDIC insured certificates of deposit. So we generally will have better rates than the local banks here in the area. So if you are in the CD market, give us a call if you would like to get the updated rates. They do change daily. And some of the other areas that people ask about for safety, especially with a potential recession on the horizon. A lot of analysts on Wall Street still believe we will go into a recession sometime in 2023. If that does happen, some people are saying, what about gold? What about precious metals? Just thought I'd say that there are ways that you can do gold and silver through ETFs. The gold ETF that we use at NJC Investments, GLD is the symbol. It's backed by gold bullion. That is up 5% year to date. But you would think in a time of turmoil, like last year and this year, it would be performing much better. It was flat last year, up only 5%. Just a few weeks back, DC, about a month ago, I think, we saw this in the 9% range. So it's tailed off over the last few weeks. And silver, SLV, is the ETF that's backed by silver that we use at NJC Investments. That is down 6%. Year to date,
okay.
Just for that. And we do have treasury bonds as well. They're in the 4.5% to 5% range, depending on how far you go out. Remember, when you're doing a CD, when you're doing a treasury bond, you want to stay in for the duration of what you're purchasing. You don't want to buy a 1 year CD and try to sell it in 6 months. The same with treasury bonds. That's the way you can lose money. So that for the safe assets in your portfolio, we do have those available at NJC Investments. If you'd like the daily rates, give us a call at any time, 570-586-5030. DC, let's take a break right here. Let's thank our friends at Montrose Motors in beautiful Montrose, Pennsylvania. This is a great time of the year to take that short country drive out to the great Ford dealership in Montrose, PA. They have all of the great new Fords. What else do they have, DC?
Top quality pre-owned vehicles, whatever your budget is or your needs, they will help you find the one that is perfect for you.
Absolutely. They have the coffee on. They're family-friendly. Great service department. I think you should take that short country drive. Check out Montrose Motors because I'm sure they can make you that great deal on your next vehicle. Your financial future back in mere moments. Please stay with us.
Looking for a dealership where you'll feel right at home the minute you walk into the showroom? This describes Montrose Motors to a T. You know, that Ford dealership in the great little town of Montrose, Pennsylvania? Not only do they have a great selection of new Ford vehicles in stock, they also have an equal amount of quality pre-owned cars, SUVs, and trucks. It's just a short country drive to the no-hassle Ford dealer Montrose Motors on Grove Avenue. Ask for Andy Bennett or Doug Thomas. These guys really have never met a stranger. You'll end up friends.
Nestled in the rolling hills of beautiful Clark's Green, Pennsylvania, you will find NJC Investments, a capable small-town firm with local values working right here for the citizens of our own community. Whether it's retirement planning, college planning, or just building up that long-term nest egg, the advisors at NJC Investments have decades of experience helping your neighbors achieve their goals. Why don't you get to know NJC Investments too? You can reach us at 570-586-5030. That's 570-586-5030. And we welcome you to join us weekly as we broadcast the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker, Saturdays at 9 a.m. NJC Investments, helping to take the mystery out of your financial future.
Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Your Financial Future program with Nick Colarossi from NJC Investments on 94.3 FM, The Talker, on this Saturday morning. I'm DC Taylor. Across the massive soundboard over on the other side there is Nick. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, DC Taylor. It's another fine Saturday.
Yes, it is, and a fine weekend upon us. So hope everybody can have a great weekend, having a great great show so far today.
Well, let's keep going forward here. But before we do, don't forget to check out my Pal DC here, weeknights on our sister station, 105-103.5 The River, a great classic rock program all by himself with some great wit and wisdom and, of course, some great classic rock music.
Absolutely. Appreciate you tuning in.
4 o'clock weeknights. Right? Well, don't miss it.
Thank you.
All right, DC, let's move ahead to the 9 best ETFs to buy for a recession, according to U.S. News and World Report from June 21st, an article you can check out online. I am just going to skim the surface, as they say. It's by edited by Jeffrey Smith on June 21st. It's on the free side. And a lot of people fearful that we are heading to a recession. Mm-hmm. A lot of the economic indicators have been pointing to a recession for a long time. We have not had it. However, the GDP, a recession is two negative quarters in GDP, our growth, and we've gone from 3.3 to 2.6 to 1.1. You can see how we're trending, DC.
Right.
If we go negative on the next quarter and the following quarter, that would traditionally be a recession. We did that back in 2022, and they looked the other way, but they think it's coming again. We'll see.
Right.
Anyway, according to U.S. News and World Report, I'll go quickly here because a lot of these are very similar. The first one on the list to buy, the safest, they say, is the iShares U.S. Treasury Bond ETF, symbol GOVT. Hasn't worked out so far this year, DC. It's down 3.3% with a 1.3% dividend yield. They say these are more protective if we go into recession, their opinions. Vanguard Short Treasury Term ETF, also VGSH. I'm going to just do these quickly. The iShares 0 to 3 month Treasury Bond SGOV. Then we move on to the longer term Treasury Bond. They give us the Vanguard Long Term Treasury ETF, symbol VGLT. Now that is up 3.5% year to date, and also carries a 2.94% dividend yield. Then we look at some of the sectors that U.S. News and World Report thinks would be more protective in a recession. They look at the consumer staples sector ETF, which is symbol XLP. It's down 1% year to date with a 3.2% dividend yield. Utilities, of course, thought to be. We all need utilities, recession or not.
Right.
It's still XLU is the utility sector ETF, but that's down 7.7% year to date. It has a 3.2% dividend, but the price is down 7.7% on XLU. They have the healthcare ETF in here, XLV, and XLV, the spider ETF, of course, down 2.75% year to date with a 1.97% dividend yield. You can see, DC, the safe areas have not been working so far in 2023.
Right.
Next, the next two I was not familiar with, Invesco Defensive Equity ETF. It's actually up 1.4% with a 1.4% dividend yield. The symbol is DEF. And DEF is a little bit unique compared to the rest of the list. This is a Invesco Defensive Equity Index, which uses a rules-based strategy to select stocks with better risk-adjusted returns during periods of market weakness. So they have a lot of healthcare, financials, and industrials in here. It's up 1.4% year-to-date. Again, DEF. And the last is the Invesco S&P 500 High Dividend, Low Volatility Index. Not familiar with this. I'm glad I'm not. It's down 8.3% year to date. SPHD does carry a 4.7% dividend yield. And the thought behind SPHD, it's a portfolio that tracks about 50 S&P 500 stocks that have historically provided both high dividend yields and low volatility. So you'll see utilities, consumer staples, and real estate in this fund, SPHD. So there's some areas if you're concerned about a recession. At least one company, U.S. News and World Report, thinks would be more defensive to get you through that recession. If you need more information on that, you know where to find me. Get all the details, 570-586-5030 or njcinvestments.com.
Nick, I got the studio hotline flashing, the big bright bulb flashing up there to let us know the phone's ringing, and you know what that means, right?
It's time for Mitchell's Mailbag.
Yes, it is time for Mitchell's Mailbag here on the Your Financial Future program, where we answer your questions. Yes, get those questions in. We'd love to hear from you via email. Just send them to nick@njcinvestments.com and put in the subject line Mitchell's Mailbag, and those, I don't know, they get like auto-forwarded right over to Mitchell Dimitri, our colleague out there in the field. How are you, Mitchell? How you doing?
DC, Nick, hello. Happy Saturday. Isn't it a beautiful Saturday morning today?
First Saturday in summer is always a beautiful Saturday, no matter what it looks like outside the window. We're enjoying it as we're inside today, but it's a beautiful Saturday.
Saturdays are always beautiful, especially when you know, we start the day with each other, so can't complain.
Very good. All right. Well, it, you know, Mitchell, we look forward to having some questions from you. Do you have questions ready for us?
Yes. Yes. I've picked out three of the very best for this week, and I'm ready to go.
Well, please share. Thank you.
All righty. Question number one comes from James in Scranton. James asks, my son just turned 18. And would like to get started investing. What is the best advice that you could give him to get started?
Oh, this is a great question because, DC, I don't think that a lot of, they don't teach you in school how to get started. They try to teach everything else, but they don't teach about investing, I don't think.
No, not really.
So thanks for listening, James in Scranton. I will do my best. I think you want to lean towards the growth areas of the equity markets for someone 18. He has a long time horizon to invest, and nothing in that time horizon, in my opinion, will outperform the stock market. And especially with everything that's changing in technology right now, I would lean more in the growth area of the market. The best way to do it, you've heard it once or twice before, especially if you're a regular listener to the program. Dollar cost. What is that, DC?
It's a dollar cost averaging.
Dollar cost averaging. That's right. Where you take a fixed dollar amount, from your savings account, from your checking account, from whatever new wave accounts they have out there for these kids, DC, that it comes in automatically into your investment account once per month is generally the best, I think. Mm-hmm. It can be as little as $100. Yes, you can get started for as little as $100. Here is the key to success. Never stop. When the markets are bad, don't stop because you feel bad. You should actually, at those times, consider increasing from 100 to 125, 150, 200, and so forth. You can't do less than 100 because the banks won't allow us to wire transfer it in. But that's the way to do it into, I'd start in a mutual fund, a C-share of a mutual fund, where there are no sales charges to purchase those investments. There are internal fees, of course. You have to read the prospectus, but that's a great way to get started. But the key to success is start and stay disciplined that every month, no matter what's going on in the world or our markets, you're consistently investing over time. How often have we done the hypotheticals, DC, where you do it over a long period of time and you get multi-millions of dollars
if you
can stay with it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
That's my advice. If you need help, want somebody to talk to you about it, give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030.
All right, let's get on to question number two in Mitchell's mailbag. Mitchell, what do you have?
Alrighty, question number two comes from Frank in Jessup. Frank asks, what areas of the market are hurt the most when interest rates are rising? What areas will benefit most if interest rates start to come down?
Okay, Frank, thanks for listening in. Jessup, PA, the areas of the market hurt most, first on the stock side, the tech sector, the growth sector, because their earnings are priced out into the future, right? So they're growing, you're betting on a growth rate of the future. So if interest rates are higher in the future, those future earnings aren't worth as much. And also, those are the companies that spend so much money and borrow so much money to go into research and development. If they have to borrow at much higher rates, they just can't do it as well, especially the smaller startup companies. Also hurt the bond market. We saw that last year. When interest rates are rising, bond prices are falling. Eventually, they will balance out because bonds are unlike stocks. They are issued at a certain price. They mature at a certain price, usually $1,000 per bond. They'll mature in the future at that $1,000 as long as it's a good quality bond. But they are hurt the most. And we saw it, the worst year for bonds ever was 2022. What will do the best? The same areas. Now, all of the stock market should do well if rates are falling. Not always the case, but they should. But the tech sector should do the best. And also, if you're looking for the low-hanging fruit, if we have falling interest rates in 2024, as we expect, the low-hanging fruit is the bond market that's been beaten down. It's slowly starting to come up, DC Taylor, mm-hmm. but it really hasn't come all the way back to the levels we saw in 2021. 2022, a devastating year for bonds. If rates are falling in 2024, I think it comes all the way back up and then some. As rates are falling, bond prices are rising, plus you're getting interest all along the way.
All right. Very good. Let's get one more question in here in Mitchell's mailbag. Mitchell, what do you have?
Already, last but certainly not least, question number three comes from Ruth in Dixon City. Ruth asks, I'm 75 years old, retired. I have a lot of dividend paying stocks in my account. I'm very fearful of the stock market right now. Are there better alternatives for me getting income in today's market?
All right, Ruth, great question. Yes, there are certainly alternatives because interest rates are so high, and we've touched on a couple of these already in the program. Money market rates are over 4%. That is higher than the average dividend yield on the S&P 500 companies on those dividend stocks. Also, we have CDs in the 5 to 5.5% range, treasury bonds in the 4 to 4.5% range. But Ruth, honestly, I think that dividend paying stocks, and we're going to talk about some in just a few minutes about the aristocrat dividend payers, DC. Mm-hmm. I think that is still a good place to be. It hasn't been the best place so far in 2023. A lot of the dividend payer, the value area of the market, lagging behind certainly the tech sector. But I think there are still some values there. I haven't personally given up on that. But if you're that concerned, if you're losing sleep, it's not worth it. You can look at the money markets. You can look at the CDs. You can look at the treasury bonds. I think that, and also some, if you're looking at fixed annuities, there are some good rates in that arena as well.
Okay. Well, there you go. Your questions answered once again in the Mitchell's Mailbag portion of the Your Financial Future program. Get those questions in via email. Love to hear from you. It's nick@njcinvestments.com and put in subject line Mitchell's Mailbag. Thank you, Mitchell Dimitrik, once again for getting some fine questions, a nice variety of questions together for us again this week.
DC, Nick, thank you for having me on the show each and every Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to next week's question.
Well, thank you, Mitchell. Thanks for all the time you give us on Saturday morning. We hope you enjoy your weekend, and I look forward to your questions right here on the radio next Saturday.
Sounds good. You enjoy yours as well, and talk to you next week.
That again, Mitchell Dimitrik, our colleague in the field, as Mr. D.C. Taylor has called him now, yes. Named him.
Uh-huh.
He does a great job for us, D.C.
Sure does.
How much time do we have left in the program?
Hey, about 4 minutes.
About 4 minutes. Good. Just enough time to turn over to the 9 dividend aristocrat stocks to buy now. We're going back to U.S. News and World Report for this article. It's an article from last week, actually June 21st, by Wayne Duggan, the 9 dividend aristocrat stocks to buy now. You can check out the entire article on the free side of U.S. News and World Report online. It's there, and it'll go into detail. I'm going to go quickly over them, D.C. Taylor, giving you the dividend rates and the upside potential that's given to them by CFRA Research Analyst. What does that stand for? It's kind of like Morningstar, a competing firm. Uh-huh. Center for Financial Research and Analysis. They give us their implied upside from June 20th for the rest of the year. Now, you know, a dividend aristocrat is what?
A company that has consistently raised its dividends for at least 25 years.
How about that? How about right? That? 25. There are about 60 of these companies out there, DC. And here's the best 9, according to the story from U.S. News and World Report last week. Number 1, Dover Corporation. DOV is the symbol. This is an industrial machinery company with a 1.4% current dividend yield. According to CFRA, they have an implied upside on their stock price of 17.1%. Next on the list is Parker Hannifin Corporation, PH, also an industrial supply company with hydraulics and vacuum motion control systems. PH with a 1.6% current dividend yield, 2.2% upside on their stock price, according to the Center for Financial Research. Next is Coca-Cola. We've heard of that one, DC. I don't have to tell you what they do.
Right.
3% current dividend yield, 14.3% upside on their stock, according to CFRA. Next is Federal Realty Investment Trust. This is a real estate, REIT. We've covered this before on the program, I remember, DC. It's they do neighborhood shopping centers, and FRT currently with a 4.5% dividend yield, 17.8% upside potential. Next is Abbott Laboratories, ABT, the pharmaceutical, with a current 1.9% dividend yield, 21.8% upside potential in their stock price, according to CFRA. We're talking about the 9 best dividend aristocrat stocks to buy right now, according to CFRA, as written up in U.S. News and World Report on June 21st, 2023. Check it out on the internet for all the details. Next on the list, we have PepsiCo. PEP is the symbol with a 2.7% current dividend yield, 18.7% upside potential in their stock. Next is S&P Global Incorporated. SPGI is your symbol. They provide credit ratings, benchmarks, research, and analytics for investors, of course, and all other market participants. And the last two, DC, on the list of top dividend aristocrats, according to U.S. News and World Report, Walmart, WMT. 1.5% current dividend, 10.9% upside in their stock potential. And last is RPM International. RPM International produces specialty chemicals used for industrial and specialty applications. And RPM has a current dividend yield of 2%, 10.5% upside. Those all according to CFRADC, not our opinions.
Okay.
For full disclosure, at NJC Investments, I know for certain clients, we do own some Coca-Cola, some Abbott Laboratories, some PepsiCo, some Walmart. And I believe that's all on that list.
Okay.
With that, DC, I hear that music coming up. Time to wrap it up. Thanks for all your help this morning.
You're very welcome.
And let's remind everyone, there is never a bad time to make a good investment. If you have any questions on our program, you know where to find us. NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. Thanks again for tuning in this morning on 94.3 FM, The Talker. May God bless you and may God bless America. Make it a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.
This has been a Filmwise presentation.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.